This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times afternoon briefing on Monday, the 11th of October. The Director General of UK Steel has challenged the Prime Minister to take control of the energy crisis, which is threatening to close factories for good.
If he does nothing, then his ambition in terms of levelling up the high-wage economy will be in tatters.
Gareth Stace has been speaking to Times Radio as the price of energy puts factories in the steel and chemical sectors in particular at risk of closure. Ministers fear that if they do close, they won't reopen. Mr. Stace suggested Boris Johnson will pay the price politically if he fails to level up and drive the high-wage economy.
The steel sector 100% delivers for those two ambitions. We pay our workers something like 45% more in terms of salaries than the average salary in the areas of the UK we operate in, and we're in those areas where the Prime Minister wants to level up.
Government Minister Damien Hines says the Chancellor and the Business Secretary are monitoring the situation and has encouraged people to remember the wider context.
I mean, the single most important thing for all sectors of industry actually is the strength of the recovery after COVID. And the bounce back has been strong. Unemployment hasn't reached nearly the levels that people were projecting.
Nearly 2,000 people working for police forces have been accused of sexual misconduct, including rape, over the last 4 years. That includes officers, special constables and community support officers at 39 forces. A Times investigation, meanwhile, has found that sexual misconduct and other police corruption is routinely covered up as hearings are often held in private. The newspaper's crime editor, Fiona Hamilton, says this goes against changes implemented by Theresa May when she was the Home Secretary.
Despite the legislation saying that open justice should be a priority. So we've just found scores of cases in which officers who are accused of really quite serious wrongdoing, from sexual impropriety to racism and homophobia and other some criminal matters, are not being heard in open session and the public is not able to find out about those cases.
Wales's Minister for the Economy has defended bringing in COVID passes for adults to be able to attend large events or nightclubs. They've become mandatory and will show whether the holder is fully vaccinated or has tested negative on a lateral flow test within the last 48 hours. The Nighttime Industry Association has described the passes as chaotic and damaging, but Vaughan Gething says the pros outweigh the cons.
Regularly during the course of the pandemic, we've been in the very uncomfortable position of having to take steps on the base of evidence that is anticipatory and looks at what is likely to happen. Because if you wait for things to happen and to crystallise, then as we know, real harm can have been caused. So this is about us acting on the evidence that exists already and looking to do something to try to make sure these venues are safe for customers and staff.
The Prince of Wales has said he totally understands the frustration of environmental campaign groups such as Extinction Rebellion and Insulate Britain, and has urged world leaders to take notice of how despairing young people are about climate change. But in an interview with the BBC, he suggested blocking roads, for example, isn't helpful as a method of protest as it alienates people. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.